Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, everybody?
Yo, what up, Greg?
Is it a concern? Is it a concern for the afternoon show that the frozen food entrees are still in here 12 hours later?
Oh, yeah.
Smells great in there.
Who is in charge of cleaning Wiggy's leftovers up out of the studio every
day? I thought
day?
That was Spaz. Is that
take junk.
Jeez, how quick he turned on Spaz. Jeez. He loves Spaz.
No, Spaz says he cleans the bathrooms around here. So
That's true.
I just figured. I don't know.
We'll get it out of here during a break. Maybe we could pay Spaz $5 and he'll eat each of the leftover entrees from yesterday that have been sitting outside.
Let's wait till 9:30 for that.
I leave it just in case, you know, the midday or the afternoon guys want a snack. That's why I left it.
That's why I do it, too. I guess I missed it yesterday, but I guess at the start of their show, Lou and Christian were upset that the food was still in here. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. I tend to leave when there's food in here in the morning.
Yep.
I tend to leave it in case anybody wants to snack. But I'm a throughout the day snacker. No surprise. So there may be others. There may be others who don't snack throughout the day. And I can completely understand that.
I'm just glad 4 a.m. made the show. It's nice to show up.
So
it's been in Aruba, bro.
We'll get
it's
that.
Not like it's draft time. Really.
We will get that cleaned up ASAP. Welcome to your show. Happy Friday, Junior.
Happy Friday, Junior, everybody.
Friday, Junior. We got a lot going on this morning, including the leads, which we will get to in about 10 minutes at 6:15 or thereabouts. The dumbest of the day coming up at 7:05, right around there. Sean Coralli of the Boston Bruins will join us in what will probably be the last time that we talk to him before the playoffs. So Sean Coralli during the 9 o'clock hour at some point this morning, and the Red Sox front office report at 9 on today's show. Heads up, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
Next week is not going to be your week. You may want to set up some kind of a ride to work. Or a ride to Hampton Beach, because the Registry of Motor Vehicles announced yesterday that next week is placard abuse week for those who are using handicapped placards without the proper documentation.
So, if it's put in the will, right? Is he using it without the proper?
No, your mom could not put in her will that you are designated to get her handicapped placard if you are not handicapped. That's why they're having a whole week. The registry, this absolutely has something to do with Wiggy, by the way. The fact that there is enough abuse or abuse by a prominent former New England Patriot that they have created a whole week. I saw a news report on this last night.
They reported on it outside of Aria.
So it's more prevalent than you think, see? It's a lot of people pass it down.
Well, the reason they're having the week is to inform the public about the penalties if you are to be caught using one. The penalty is almost as high as if you're having a party in South Boston during the pandemic. But anyway, so that's a warning for you, Wiggy. This is a guy, Scott Deshane, who is somebody who uses one of the placards and has a direct message for Mr. Wiggins.
You know, that's why there's such a high fine for somebody who needs to be close, who has significant medical issues that need to be close. Then, I mean, you're breaking the law. I'm not one to judge, but it's just not, I wouldn't say that I think it's the right thing to do.
Not the right thing to do, Wiggy. Just
you,
so you are aware, it is not the right thing to do. All right.
have you still been using it?
No. Joke, Curtis. He never actually used it.
Listen, I never used it.
Do we have Red Sox tickets to give away this morning?
Yes, we do.
Rough night for your guy Whitlock last night.
Yeah.
But that's all right. It was great in April, so you're not going to worry about it, right?
Beautiful night for a ball game.
It's the Tigers. That hurts. This is the worst team going.
Yeah, they are.
That's the problem with baseball, is you get all excited in the first month of the season, and there's another 14 months of this baseball season left. So,
you mean that's the beauty of baseball? Yes.
Yes. That's right. It's the beauty of baseball, Ken. So we will get to – you want to get to trending? Let's get to Ken Laird and what is trending right off the bat this morning.
Serving New England for nearly 30 years. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
At Bertucci's, order a Big Poppy Pizza. They will make a donation to the David Ortiz Children's Fund. And you are welcome at Bertucci's. Dine in, order online for takeout, or delivery at Bertucci's.com. Yeah, here's what it sounded like in the 10th last night against Detroit.
Here's the pitch. Padu runs, and here's a high drive to right field. This is way, way back, and it is gone. Yamer Candelario hits a three-run homer, and the Tigers lead it 6-3.
6-5, the final. J.D. Martinez had tied it up with a two-run homer in the 7th, his 10th of the year, but they lose the game. Bogaerts almost won it in the 9th. Great catch by Grossman in left field to keep it tied. They'll do it this afternoon. 1:10 first pitch in the rubber match, 12:10 pregame on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. As expected last night, Greg, Rangers and Capitals was worth the drop of the puck.
It absolutely was.
How about that, huh?
3-fight line brawl, 1 second in, 72 penalty minutes in the first 4 minutes, 6 fights in all in the first 5, most in 40 years.
I love it.
In an NHL game.
I love it.
That was old school hockey right there.
It was fantastic. It was awesome.
Tom Wilson jumped by Brendan Smith under a minute in. He would leave the game with, they called it an upper body injury. I don't know if they were just shielding him from the rest of the game. Or,
I think they were.
But the Rangers actually will play the Bruins tonight, so interesting there. The next two, Bees have 4 games left, and jostling for playoff position now, it'll either be the Capitals or the Penguins, it looks like.
Oh, my God. If you have any money that you want to gamble, bet your house on the Bruins tonight. The Rangers coming off that kind of a night, one day later, their whole organization's in turmoil. Bet the Bees.
Curtis, what has happened with you? You have turned into a hockey talk guy.
And right.
I would like to take credit for that. I love it. every morning in our pre-show meeting, Curtis says, what time is the hockey talk today? I can't wait for it.
I cannot wait for the Leeds, because guess what? I'm talking hockey.
Oh, wow.
No. If your lead, Curtis, does not involve the breaking office reveal, then you are fraudulent.
Ooh.
Okay? That's all I'm going to say to you.
Is it off-brand or on-brand?
The office?
For him, it's on-brand.
It's completely on-brand for Curtis. It's some kind of an office. It's his favorite show. How many times have you watched it all the way through?
Oh, a dozen.
Yeah. So I'm calling you fraudulent if it's not an office related league.
Okay, I won't talk hockey.
Okay. Oh, you can talk hockey.
Okay.
And Celtics.
Celtics a blowout.
Yeah, it was a blowout.
Yeah, but didn't
Orlando stinks.
Orlando stinks, but you were without Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You were
Kemba always seems to play well when one of the big three.
Yeah, you were without Jaylen Brown. You were without Peekaboo. And if Kemba can be given every other week off, then I think he can be an important contributor to this team.
Play one game a month.
Made 21 threes in the game. Jaylen might play Friday in Chicago, per Brad Stevens. But they're currently the sixth seed now, tied with Miami, game and a half back of fifth place Atlanta. So it'll be an interesting finish. And Wiggy's buddy Kyrie fined $35,000 for repeated refusal to talk to the media in the postgame. Second time that has happened. Oh, and a no-hitter in baseball. God.
Yeah, another one.
Elliot from Jordan's Furniture must be a little nervous here.
Well, he actually likes if the furniture is free, because they insure it with Lloyd's of London. So they already paid for the insurance policy. So
beautiful.
But is that the fourth no-hitter in baseball this season? Third.
Yeah.
And the average is 3 a year, correct?
I think that's what Elliot said, yeah.
And the guy who threw it, did he throw like already three of them? He threw two of them in college and then one before in double-A ball or something like that.
Idea.
This guy Means, right? Is that
John Means? I didn't know he had another one. That was his first Orioles individual no-hitter since Jim Palmer in 1969.
More important question, did you feel worse the morning after the colonoscopy or the morning after the Mexican frozen food entrees?
No, I didn't. I felt great after the colonoscopy, okay, let's be honest.
How do you feel this morning?
Best day ever.
You feel like...
I feel pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you make it home without stopping?
Yeah. No. My stomach's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. I got like a stomach of steel. I grew up on roast beef, so
okay.
I can eat anything.
Right. The Leeds coming up.
It's Greg Hill. If you've been planning to replace your roof, listen up. Reach out to my friends at East Coast Metal Roofing and ask about their Spring into Savings program. East Coast Metal Roofing is giving WEEI listeners 10% off a new metal roof. That's an average of $3,000 in savings. Their roofs have a lifetime warranty and are manufactured right here in the USA. Just like me, it'll be the last roof you ever put on your home. Visit eastcoastmetalroofing.com or call 844-611-ECMR and tell them I sent you. eastcoastmetalroofing.com.
Time now for your DuckDuckGo for privacy weather forecast, and here is Chris Curtis.
Currently 51 degrees in Boston, and a gorgeous afternoon, high of 62, Greg.
Curtis, quick question. What is it going to be weather-wise for runners? Is it good jogging weather today?
Are you talking about your daughter needing to know this?
Or? No, I'm beginning to tune up for the annual Ocean Park 5K in July. I'm hoping to have a PR this year, so I was thinking of going for a run this afternoon. Would today be a good day for a run?
It is a spectacular day.
Okay.
Just don't use a Peloton treadmill.
Okay.
Don't worry, he won't.
<It's okay. laughs>
Receiving world-leading cancer care in a timely manner can make all the difference. At Dana-Farber Brigham and Women's Cancer Center, everyone on your team specializes in your type of cancer. You can be confident you are getting the right treatment right from the start. Schedule an appointment at youhaveus.org.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Huge mistake to come after me with Aldo Nova and Fantasy Ken Laird. That's can of corn right there. So easy. But you can let it breathe a little bit. I mean, go ahead. Or no way at all.
And I was here to please. I'm even on my knees. Making love to
whoever I please. What made you pick that song?
I like that song. And that's got to be an LB favorite. Canadian rock band?
Yeah, they are. They are, of course, the great treasure of Canada when it comes to music is Ann Murray. I mean, everybody knows that. And then,
right?
Thought it was Brian Adams.
No. He's way down the list. Number two is Gordon Lightfoot.
Celine. Celine's got to be
no,
up there.
No. Ann Murray.
Wow, Drake is number one on the list.
No. Rush is a negative, if that's possible, on the list. But you have Ann Murray, then you have Gordon Lightfoot, and then you have Aldo Nova, and maybe Snow the Rapper. And I think... all right. The Leads are brought to you by the Subaru of New England Go Green event, which is going on right this moment. You can get details when you go to SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Can I do another Jimmy G lead?
Of course.
I know people get upset when I keep bringing Jimmy G back up.
It's fine.
But we need to reexamine this. This is very important, okay? Because this is coming clear. Our buddy Dale Arnold last week tweeted, you remember this, what I've been told by a reliable source, Patriots are working on a new contract for Jimmy G that could lead to a deal with the 49ers. Doesn't mean it will get done, but they're working on it. All right, so I believe the Patriots, you look back on this, they were leaking that to try to build some pressure because they were having trouble to convince Jimmy G to restructure the deal. Then you have Jimmy G, of course, going on Damon Amendola's show on CBS and saying this just a couple days ago.
It was interesting to watch the offseason kind of rumble along, and then there were connections of you going to the Patriots, perhaps. The Patriots end up drafting Mac Jones. That would appear for the moment to not be happening. Would you have welcomed a return to New England?
I don't know. We never really got to cross that bridge. You never know where your path's going to take you in the NFL. I thought I was going to be in New England for my entire career. that didn't go as planned. So
I think it's very reasonable to assume here, Greg, Belichick thought and assumed Jimmy would redo his contract, would take a pay cut, maybe add a year or two on it, but would very much cut into the $25 million mm-hmm. per year. And Jimmy G, when they started negotiating, Dale was right, said, I'm keeping my 2 years, $50 million. I ain't going unless you keep the terms of my deal. And now Bill is pissed at him, and I think he is now I've changed my mind. I don't think Jimmy's ever coming back because he is not buying into the Patriot way. And Bill's got to be upset about it.
And Bill is pissed at him.
But why would you think Jimmy G would take a pay cut?
Well, he's making a mistake, Wiggy, because he's staying for the money,
uh-huh.
and he's staying in a place where the city hates him.
Right.
San Francisco wants Trey Lance, and they will. Mm-hmm. Every game this year, he has one incompletion. So I think it's a short-sighted thing. I know the money. I'm sure he's making $20 million or plus more than he would have made here, whatever Bill offered him. But it's a mistake. He could have come here and fit in perfectly mm-hmm. with all these weapons that Belichick added.
Sure.
Mistake by Jimmy.
It is a mistake. And I hate to interrupt your delusional love of Jimmy Garoppolo, but why did you let me say Aldo Nova and Fantasy for that Loverboy song? What is wrong with you?
I thought Nova was a member of Loverboy. I honestly had no idea what
you're talking
about.
You thought Aldo Nova was
Who's
a
Aldo
member
Nova?
Of,
I don't know who that is.
You've created a massive controversy on the text line. Again, I'm an idiot.
Well, you were so confident. I thought Aldo Nova was their guitarist.
I was very confident. I heard the beginning licks, and I said, it's just the fantasy. Oh, no, wait, that's Billy Joel that I'm singing now.
Time for a restart.
We may have to have a rare restart of this program. I don't think we've done. Have we done a restart in the nearly 2 years that I've been here?
At least not that I remember.
We used to, if things did not go well in the first hour.
But they're both Canadian.
On the old show. That's probably what happened.
How curious is that?
My sincere apologies to every member of Loverboy, wherever they are. They're probably doing a show at the Villages in Florida this weekend. But my sincere apologies to Loverboy. I may have to, in order to compensate, to reparate, as one might say, we may have to do all Loverboy rejoins for the rest of the program today, Ken.
I think there's only two hits.
Only two hits? Queen of the Broken Hearts?
I don't know that one.
The Kid is Hot Tonight? There's countless Loverboy songs. All right.
So who was Aldo Nova a solo artist?
Yes, Aldo Nova was a... Yes, of course Aldo Nova was... I mean, there were others...
You had a shoe store.
It's nothing to do with shoes.
I got some shoes from Aldo. I like Aldo's shoe store.
Great spot, and your hair looks awesome, too.
Thank you.
It's a part... Is that that guy?
Houdini.
That's Foreigner.
Let me tell you something. I am fraudulent. I did 28 years on a music...
That's supposed to be a wheelhouse.
A music-themed radio station, mm-hmm. and I screwed that up. It's absolutely embarrassing.
Oh, no, that's Bad Company Fantasy. What song is Fantasy by him?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you don't know Fantasy. We'll do that as a rejoin, and then we'll get to the Loverboy rejoins.
Wow.
Yes, Curtis, good morning.
Hi, everybody. I knew that. I just was waiting for you guys to figure it out.
We needed a Canadian musician expert.
Well, you'll probably claim to be one shortly. Go ahead, Curtis.
Yes. Hello, everybody. So this morning, Greg alerted me to the story, which I feel horrible. I'm going to do a lap that I didn't know that this news broke late last night. So Jan Levinson, Michael's lover mm-hmm. during The Office at times, had a daughter named Astrid. Michael famously called her Ass Turd. And we now know the father.
This is big news.
I mean,
this is big office news.
Right. She was from New Hampshire, right?
No, you're thinking of Holly, who got moved to New Hampshire from Dunder Mifflin.
Okay.
Anyway, so we know the father. Any guesses? It's a famous person, an athlete.
Okay.
Oh, David Ortiz.
Close, but no, that's Dominican.
LeBron James.
Colder.
Tom Brady.
Andy Roddick.
I thought you were going to say Antonio Cromartie.
Oh, no.
I was going to say Antonio Brown.
Leave the bad one-liners
really?
To me.
Really? So how have we come to know this? Are people who are a part of the cast are talking, is
right,
that correct?
Right, so The Office Girls, I think it's the podcast with Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsley, who were the stars of The Office together, and they talk about old episodes and go back through the history of the show. And Angela was talking to Jenna Fischer saying that we all know the real dad, the sperm donor, in this case.
God.
And it set the world on fire.
This is big. See, I wish this happened all the time. Wouldn't you love to know what happened to Meadow Soprano when she walked into the diner? Like, yeah. would you not want to know that? Would you not want the cast to reveal that?
I want to know what happened to all of them. We don't know what happened to Tony.
Yeah, but I want to know, because Meadow was pulling up at the end in the series finale. And there are so many questions that have gone unanswered in television programs, and I for one have.
I
watched,
thought you liked that though. You're the one who said I liked it. Keep it open.
Is that my voice? Is that how I talk?
keep it open. I'm going to Capitol Grill tonight. Let me imagine what happened. I come up with my own conclusion.
Speaking of fraudulent, I went. I this is rare for me, but I ended up at Capitol Grill for lunch the other day, and Chris Scott, who runs the joint, said, "Hey, tell Wiggy to come over." And, you know, I'll hook him up. I know he loves the appetizers. He never comes in here. I told Wiggy that yesterday. You would have thought somebody gave him a brand new lowrider, a brand new Cadillac. I mean, he was so excited. Now you're mocking me for going to the Capitol Grill.
No, I'm not mocking you for going to the Capitol Grill. I'm just throwing that was a name that came up into one of your restaurants. Could have been any restaurant you go to.
Listen, when it
Grill
comes.
Grill 23. When it comes. Aria. Remember. Strager on the waterfront. Strager in the North End.
It's Strega, not Strager. It's not Strager.
I love Tulame. That's that new restaurant.
What? That sounds like a French place. I don't love French food.
Are you trying to say Tate?
I don't like Tate.
You know what? They have the best panini, though. Chicken, pesto, fresh mozzarella.
I know, but you got to sell your kid to get an egg white omelet there. It's
you
ridiculous.
Go to, well, I guess you don't pay at Capitol Grill. So. By the way, does Chris Smith know what he just got himself into Wiggy?
He does not know.
Love their prosciutto mozzarella appetizers.
Yes, we know you do love that.
Love those.
Yes.
Come out nice and warm. That's the only place that does warm prosciutto wrapped around mozzarella.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Curtis, big news.
Huge.
For those who are fans of The Office, get a hold of Danielle and tell her that this morning.
I will.
Wiggy, you got a lead?
I do have a Tom Brady lead. Curtis is going to love this one. All quarterbacks aspire to be like Brady. Well, it seems like now that Brady has set this domino effect in place because take a look to Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. We are now seeing quarterbacks saying, hey, listen, I'm on board with this. I've been saying this from day one that the players are taking back the power. Aaron Rodgers wants out. Tom Brady wanted out. Deshaun Watson wanted out. Russell Wilson wanted out. And we're seeing now Brady has set forth where great quarterbacks want to have the power, and they want to know what's going on in the organization.
And you're fine with that.
I have no problem with it.
Of course, yeah. Guy signs a contract, is paid millions of dollars. He doesn't get a say in every little thing that the organization does, and then he can just ransom his way out of there.
So we know, and I think Curtis brought this up, and this is one of the reasons why Aaron Rodgers is upset in Green Bay. We know with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers there, they took a quarterback in the second round, right, Curtis? Kyle Trask, I believe they took him in the second round. But before they took him, they called Tom Brady and said, hey, Tom, just want to give you a heads up. We're thinking about taking a quarterback. Is that okay with you? Tom says, cool with me. Unlike what Green Bay did with Jordan Love, which kind of started this whole thing off with Rodgers and the GM from Green Bay, where you would think you'd have at least the decency to call your franchise player and say, hey, heads up, we're thinking about, you know, getting a quarterback because we know that maybe the end of the tunnel is near. We don't know how long do you want to play. Did they even communicate with Aaron Rodgers? So Rodgers goes, hey, listen, I want to play for a while here. Don't just go drafting a quarterback.
And when they're changing the color of the napkins in the suites, they should also check in with Aaron Rodgers on that, right?
I think when your quarterback is the MVP of the league and is the reason why you're sitting there, whatever their record was, 14-2, I think you might want to pick up the phone and go to your best employee, hey, we're thinking about doing this.
Well, I heard Brett Favre say yesterday on the radio that he believes that Aaron Rodgers will never play another down for the Green Bay Packers. If he's not traded somewhere, then he'll just retire and call it a career.
Not only that, Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network said Rodgers has been telling free agents for the last 2 years, I don't think I'm playing here. Don't come here. He's been negative recruiting to his own franchise. Wow. What an a-hole.
Is that really true? That's unbelievable.
Well, you know Rodgers, though. Rodgers is – we thought Belichick and Brady were petty. Rodgers is as petty as they come.
But, go ahead.
No. So you know that there's no way Rodgers is going to be playing there come week one.
But the thing with me is, what did Aaron Rodgers bitch and moan about at the end of the season? That he had no weapons. Mm-hmm. So if he's out there, as Ken just alluded to by this report from the NFL Network, if he's negatively recruiting to his own team, then he only has himself to blame. Well, what an ass.
He's a dick.
But
he's
by the end of the season, Rodgers was already past the, kind of with the Brady situation, Rodgers was already past the, you know what, we can work this thing out. In his mind, he was gone.
But there's a difference between Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Tom Brady was a free agent, Wiggy.
I understand that, but prior to Brady becoming a free agent, we knew that there was this type of rift between Belichick and Brady for whatever reason that was. Maybe Brady's voice wasn't being heard. How many times did Ken play the drop? I'm just an employee, right?
Well, by the way, Tom Brady is at it again when it comes to the New England region and what he does or does what he did or did not like about it here, Curtis. Are we going to play that audio this morning?
I specifically made sure that Ken didn't hear it until we play it live on the show.
We'll play that. We'll have time for that coming up at 7. But Tom Brady,
he loves Florida.
He's at it again?
He does, yes. He loves Florida. So I just want to be clear. Mm-hmm. You're okay in professional sports.
In life.
You're okay with a grown-ass man signing a contract with his signature.
Right.
In blood, if you will. And then halfway through it, deciding that he doesn't like the way things are going. And demanding that the contract be voided and he be shipped elsewhere. That's a good thing for professional sports.
No, when you're not athletes, when your best, it's like you have this unbelievable Capital Grill has the prosciutto mozzarella appetizer.
That's two.
People love it. Now all of a sudden you want to add in a new appetizer, and push that one off of the menu.
Okay, I'm going to jump in here because I don't think this is ending anywhere good.
It doesn't make sense that you don't take care of your star player, your star employee, the guy...
The star appetizer,
the guy that makes this thing run.
I'm sorry, Wiggy. This text from 774 is the greatest thing. It's the best point ever made. Rodgers is the kind of guy who gets the wrong meal at McDonald's, doesn't say anything, but then complains to everyone about it the rest of the day.
Yes.
That is him personified.
Yeah, you're right about that. He signed the deal.
Right.
He was happy with the deal he signed.
But it's about the respect that these guys want. And I got to thank Brady for opening the door for everybody.
They get respect. They get respect with the massive deals.
It's more than that, Greg.
They're lucky enough to be the quarterback of an NFL franchise. There's somebody in their car right now who's driving to the junkyard to pull stuff out of a dumpster.
Hey, we're not talking about that, man.
We are going down the lane.
There's a pandemic. Who's more important, Aaron Rodgers, the GM, or the head coach? Aaron Rodgers. Who is more important? We found out. Tom Brady or Bill Belichick? Tom Brady, right?
Boom.
In that moment. So when you have, and those guys don't come around often, but when you have those rare franchise players, you have to be able to communicate with them.
Was there a rift? Do we all believe that there was a rift between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady?
Yes.
And did Tom Brady, to his credit, play out his contract here?
He did.
Okay.
Sort of.
That, What do you mean, sort of?
Packed it in. Come on.
What do you think? He mailed it in?
He mailed it in.
But Ken is right. There are people
who won a Super Bowl together a year before.
But Ken's talking about the 2019 season, I believe, mm-hmm. where there are people who go, Brady checked out of that season. He wasn't putting in the same type of work. He knew he wasn't coming back, so it was like he didn't care. Now, there are people who believe that.
Do you believe that?
I don't, but there are people, Curtis. Now you know, you can at least say there are people who believe he checked out.
I sit next to one. He's an idiot.
Right.
Actually, Curtis, according to this, I think it's a 603 texter from the Granite State, Rogers is actually the guy who eats the entire meal, and then when the check comes, he says it was cooked wrong, and he wants it comped.
Well, we'll see.
He keeps a piece of hair in his wallet.
We'll see how Green Bay does without Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
He did great on Jeopardy, though.
Wiggy, thank you. Him. Yeah, well, he's got that backup gig. That's why he's not worried.
Right again, Curtis.
He did so great on Jeopardy. He thinks he's in.
Yep.
He's the worst Jeopardy host of all time. And I don't know who it was before Trebek, if there even was one before Trebek.
I like the new guy last night. He was very fast moving. I don't know his name.
Who was it?
He's a correspondent for 60 Minutes.
Black dude, right?
He's an African-American gentleman.
Yeah. All right. Wiggy, thank you.
You're welcome.
A couple months ago, in North Brookfield, Rhode Island, the school committee voted to ditch the school's Indian mascot. Mm. Okay, this is going on all over the place. However, in what one might call common sense, at their town meeting last night, voters in the town of North Brookfield, with a margin of 4-1, decided to adopt the school's mascot, the American Indian Chief,
mm-hmm.
as the mascot for the entire town. The town of North Brookfield will now have a mascot, which is an American Indian Chief.
Okay.
And so how do you feel about that? I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I don't mind.
If the voters in the town, I mean, this is one case where the voters actually get a say in what is going on. As opposed to some kind of a woke school committee member or some kind of a woke student who is not of Native American heritage whatsoever.
I think it should be in their hands anyways, Native Americans. They should be the ones that decided it in that community, whether or not it's offensive to them.
What's that, Ken?
We have a town mascot who's a Native American? That sounds horrible.
It does? Why? What's wrong with that?
That sounds so belittling.
But it's an honor. You don't think they're doing it to honor the brave American Indian Chief?
Curtis is our show mascot, and that's not an honor, I can tell you that.
By the way, what's a non-binding referendum anyway? It's just a waste of time.
It's just the opportunity to say how you feel as a citizen of the country, and then the government disregards whatever it was that you want, and they do what they want on their own. That's what non-binding means.
And Ken, lucky, all the leprechauns love doing that for the Celtics. It's a great moment.
I always thought it was about the people wanting a voice, and it sounds like the people's voice spoke out there in, where is it, North Bridgefield?
Mm-hmm. North Brookfield.
Rhode Island.
Okay. We have a station in Rhode Island. Hello to all the Rhode Island listeners.
People are saying it's Massachusetts.
Yes. All right, let's see. Here's a 508 text which says the whole conversation about Brady and Rodgers is similar to the general manager at WEEI telling Greg Hill that they're going to add a new personality to his morning show without his acknowledgement.
That's a good one.
A lot of people think I am making the decision on the new co-host. That is out of my purview.
They would be correct.
I have absolutely nothing to do with the decision.
Any updates on that?
No updates.
It'd be like the co-host then putting a new co-host in front of you and you not being able to pick it. That's how Rodgers feels.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't stand there and go for that.
Rodgers! It just takes me a while to decide. It's like putting a Mexican frozen food entree in front of you and you taking 10 minutes to determine what kind of food.
Well, I was 6 out of 7.
You were 6 out of 7 nailed yesterday. It. You did nail it. You absolutely nailed it. This is, hold on. Do we have a sponsor for the end of the leads? We do.
Yes, we do.
We do.
It's brought to you by Loverboy.
The leads today brought to you by Always Health Partners, a different kind of health plan, helping people and businesses be ready to meet the evolving care needs of today, tomorrow, and always. Learn more at alwayshealthpartners.org. All right, and this is Marshall, but I think you guys got to bring Marshall. I got it. Okay, Marshall, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
So on the Rodgers thing, and him, as far as him being under contract, but if
the Packers, and I'm not a Rodgers fan by any means, but as far as the contract goes, if the Packers weren't happy with him, they could just cut him.
Right.
So isn't that kind of the same thing as walking away from a contract?
No, but that's...
work is a employee-employer relationship. It's a two-way street. An employer needs a job done, an employee needs money. If the employee gets to the point where he no longer needs the company's money, they walk away. If the employer no longer needs the employee's performance or job done anymore, they tell him to walk away.
Right. But Marshall, the issue here is that they collectively bargain these contracts and they agree to the terms that the contracts can be written in. And Aaron Rodgers a year ago signed it, $130 or $40 million guaranteed, and all of a sudden he wants out. If he actually does retire, he has to pay the Packers $20 million back because he's already been paid in those signing bonuses.
Marshall, no one cares about the athletes. It's only about the owners. That's the owners and the team. I'm with you, Marshall. No one cares. When they feel that way, they always say, take your money and play.
I mean, the company I work for, you know, 2 years ago, they laid off 17 people.
Right.
You know, two and a half months ago, I decided I was going to retire.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I flinched first. Now they're scrambling to get somebody to take my place because they dragged their feet for 2.5 months. And June 1st is still my last day. But it's, you know what I mean? It's a two-way street. You know, you want to be committed, and devoted, but there has to be commitment from both sides. And I don't know. That's
great
just
call.
My take on. Like I said, I'm not a Rodgers fan.
Yeah.
But it's,
fine. I think
ask Ty Law how he feels about, you know, the team supposed to pay him certain money.
Wiggy, you shouldn't be mad at the owners or the media. You should be mad at your union.
No. But because the union, we're not going to go down the guaranteed contract road. Because
we can. Yeah,
but
not right this moment.
Right. So all I'm saying is it happens all the time where, and Ken's lead was almost spot on. Hey, the Patriots wanted Jimmy G, but they wanted him to restructure. Why not want him for the money he's at? Why should the guy have to take a pay cut? Why is it when the guy's not performing at the level you want him to perform at, you could cut him like that and not pay him? So
because you're running a business.
Oh, now it's a business. But
no, it's always
Rodgers
been,
in his mind is a business. He is his business. And his business is, let me do what's best for Aaron Rodgers.
Don't sign the contract.
Nobody ever has to honor a contract that they sign. What is wrong with you?
The owners don't have to honor it?
Because the union bargained for that. The union agreed to that.
For them not to honor the contract?
For them, whatever they agreed to, that they don't have to guarantee the money. Yes, they all agreed to it. They just agreed to a 10-year extension. Mm-hmm. So for the next decade, there will still not be fully guaranteed contracts in the NFL.
No, because there can never be fully guaranteed contracts in the NFL because the owners will tell you there's too many players and with the way that the injuries happen in the NFL, it's too hard to guarantee every player.
Robert Kraft has made $3 billion in the last 10 years
on
the
Patriots.
I think he could afford it.
I'm telling you what I know. I used to beat that drum when we had NFLPA meetings all the time. Why are we not focused on guaranteed contracts rather than the stupid stuff that we're focused on? And it would be like Gene Upshaw always used to say, well, it's because there's too many players.
Speaking of beating the drum, is Alex Cora on OMF today?
That was yesterday.
Okay.
That was yesterday.
Can't believe you missed Alex.
We're up against,
right over the head.
We're up against the clock, but real quick, apparently I've made another mistake this morning.
Wow.
This has not been a good start for me. Hello, Jason.
How's it going?
What's up, Jason?
Morning. Hey, I just wanted to correct you on the North Brookfield, Rhode Island thing.
Yeah.
It's actually a school called Ponagansett, and it's in North Scituate, Rhode Island.
Oh,
I went to that school.
But it happened in it's also happened, it appears, in North Brookfield, Mass. So let me go back to the my source on that, which is Wikipedia. We got to take a break. Quick reminder that you can stream this program if you cannot listen to it on the radio at weei.com or on the brand new Odyssey app, which you should download immediately so that you can take us wherever you go and you don't have to worry about whether you can hear us on the radio or not. Download the Odyssey app or stream us at weei.com.
Let's go. Right back to more of what you want to hear. The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
We'll be right back. believe that the Laird man doesn't know that song from Aldo Nova. I mean, I screwed it up when it came to the lead this morning, but that's you don't know that song? How do you not know
that? Don't try to turn this on me. This was your flub.
But that was a huge hit.
I mean, I guess I know it. I know it to hear it somewhat, but the fact that you thought,
I know,
like, just so quickly, Loverboy.
I'm fraudulent. I am fraudulent when it comes to being a musicologist, and I apologize to the actual band Loverboy. I apologize to any of their fan club members who happen to be listening. I you know what? I apologize to all of Canada who are currently locked in their homes and they can't even leave for work, including whichever team will make it to the Stanley Cup playoffs. And they have to figure out how they're going to, are they going to play in some kind of a biodome or somewhere when the Canadian team gets in? What's going to happen on that?
The poor Maple Leafs. This could be their year and they're not going to be let out of Canada.
But what are they going to do?
I don't know.
I mean, it's so ridiculous. You've got the, I understand Canada wanted to have their teams play in Canada so as to not run the risk of getting the virus here. But now Canada is apparently in a much worse situation than we are. And you have these teams that are apparently stuck up there. I mean, how are they going to figure this out?
I mean, how are they that bad up there in Canada? Aren't we sending like millions and millions of doses to places all over the world?
It's called government health care. Have you ever heard of it? The government can't do anything right. You think they can administer health care?
They're trending well, though. Some of my cousins, my wife's cousins, are getting the vaccine next month, like in a couple of weeks.
Slow down.
And they finally have appointments. So it's coming.
And then Canada have like free health care for everybody?
It's free. It's
free. You just can't get it.
You have to go to the ER for everything. So.
And nothing's free.
Right. They should do a free Molson Golden with the vaccine, like they're doing in New Jersey. They're doing free beers and free shots with the vaccine in New Jersey.
I'm trying to get people to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
What kind of shots?
I saw this email the NFL sent me. People or fans that are vaccinated have a chance to win Super Bowl tickets.
Really?
Yeah, so maybe the NFL's even starting to do it.
It's good. Miami and Cuomo, if you buy a Mets-Yankees ticket, you get a free. If you get a vaccine at the game, you get a free ticket to a future Mets or Yankees game.
And if you're hot, he'll sit next to you.
Yeah, right. And they're actually doing the vaccine at the game.
Right.
Right, Ken?
Correct.
So we're doing promotional gimmicks for the deadliest crisis in world history. What's next? A BOGO, buy one get one free, or
probably
do you send in 500 cereal box tops and you get a vaccine and one of those pull racing car things?
Well, when you have Neanderthals like you and Wiggy to deal with, you've got to stoop to that level.
Yeah. Oh, Groupons. Does Cuomo have Groupons for the vaccine?
Joe Biden's got a big plan today. They're going to put vaccines in the Cracker Jack box.
Free appetizer at Applebee's with your vaccine?
You're talking about a guy who couldn't figure out how to take care of the at-risk elderly population. But now he's letting people get vaccinated by the hot dog vendor at Yankee Stadium.
What?
And Ken is ecstatic about it.
You know what?
That's a good idea.
Well, then Cuomo should be giving Spaz credit, because wasn't that Spaz's idea? Let the mailmen vaccinate people?
Yeah, it was. Yes,
was it
was.
FedEx people or something?
But nobody heard it because that show did a zero.
Yes.
And now they're doing it. Now the hot dog guy is vaccinating you at Yankee Stadium. Hot dogs here.
Yeah.
Vaccinations.
Hey, well, maybe they could just do the Stanley Cup final on Zoom. Did you see the vice president, Kamala Harris?
Kamala.
She was getting on Air Force Two for a trip to Rhode Island yesterday. And the second gentleman was there.
The second gentleman.
And the two of them, they've both been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
They both have their masks on. And then they kissed goodbye through the masks.
Oh, come on, man.
They didn't do that. Yeah, they did. Yes,
I like
they did.
That.
Really?
I watched that like 10 times. It was mesmerizing.
No, they didn't.
Yes.
And they're not pandering to the people that badly.
He has been totally emasculated.
I mean, it's optics, I guess. But the problem,
what's the optic? They're both vaccinated. Well, they're husband and wife.
See, to be serious for a second, there are some experts who say this kind of thing is what is leading to the reluctance of some to get vaccinated.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
What?
So,
this
fact,
kiss?
The fact that people in charge who have been vaccinated are still carrying on with, you know, we're wearing a mask, we're on Zoom calls when we're in the Oval Office by ourselves, that is, people are saying to themselves, by the way, this is not me. This is others who know human nature. They're saying, if people are looking at the vaccine and they're saying,
right,
you know, maybe I'll get this vaccine, but wait a second, why would I get the vaccine if I can't stop doing any of those things? If I need to kiss my husband through a mask after I have gotten the vaccine, why would I go and get the vaccine? That's causing issues for people.
And I'm one of those people. Like, I'm one of those people that feel that way. Like, so you get the vaccine, but you still got to wear a mask. You still got to, you know, parade around.
And put your seatbelt on.
You haven't worn a mask in 8 months.
I'm watching this video here. No, but even to go into places, right? And you got to, you can't be yourself. And my thought was, when you got the vaccine, it was being back to normal,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's what I thought. If I don't want to wear a mask, I can go in a store without a mask. I am vaccinated. I am protected from anybody. But if I'm still having to do the same things I had to do,
it's the wrong message to send to people. I'm just saying it.
I believe
I'm not in charge. But if you want,
so if Kamala hadn't smooched the first gentleman, Wiggy would have got a vaccine today.
Well, can you just explain to me why the two of them are kissing with their masks on?
Impulsive. It was romantic.
Quick interjection here. Are we sure that they
don't? It's so, by the way, it's so romantic to kiss somebody who's like, take me right now.
Right.
What? What did you say? Did you say take me right
it's
now?
It's a little kinky. I like it.
What is it, Curtis?
How are we sure this isn't how they kiss normally? Even without the pandemic?
It might be. It could be. I would hope not.
I would hope not.
Now, see, I'm not aware of this, but a 781 texter says swingers kiss through the mask at all times. So maybe that's what's going on. I don't know if they're swingers or not. I have no idea.
They don't wear masks in the swinger community.
Wiggy knows that. Wiggy knows. No masks.
No mask.
Right. And no condom. They go rod dog.
Is that what they do?
I think so.
Mask up, people.
We got to take a break. A couple things coming up, including some comments by Tom Brady that may trigger the Laird man with regard to New England and other things. So we'll get to that. We will get to the dumbest of the day. And then at 7:20, as we learned yesterday, the choice of tortillas, or tortillas as Wiggy calls them, says a lot about a man. And we will find out what our president ate for Cinco de Mayo yesterday, coming up at 7:20.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.